Hello, and welcome to Muzak for the Observant, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I am your host, Emily, and today with me is a very special co-host. Hello, co-host.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Would you like to introduce yourself as my co-host?
Hi, my name's Zach. I am her co-host for the day.
Well done. Good job. So last night was another Night of Shindig, CITR's Battle of the Bands, and the winner was Jock Tears. So I think we're going to start off today's show by playing a track off their newest album, Sassy Attitude. The song is called Copper Tone Girl. All right, take it away, Jock Tears. We had Jock Tears with the track Copper Tone Girl to start us off on a good note here on Muzak for the Observant. The next song we're going to play is by an artist. She's called Brenna Lowry, and she's from Lethbridge, Alberta. And I know I've stated here before that I am from Alberta. And Zag here also has prairie connections.
Yes, I do. I used to live in Saskatchewan for a little while, pretty much through all out Saskatchewan, from Regina to North Balfour.
Whoa, is that a very small town?
Yeah, North Balfour is a very, very small town.
Did you find, how does prairie life for you compare to West Coast life?
Well, there's definitely less snow on the West Coast.
That is true.
And warmer. You don't have to worry about the minus 40. But, I mean, the prairie life is a lot different. It's a lot harder in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you gotta grow your crops. You gotta harvest your flax.
Yeah.
Just trying to get by, you know?
All your canola and everything.
Yeah, your canola. You gotta keep the canola yellow. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, so the next artist we're going to play a song from, like I said, from Lethbridge, Alberta, Brenna Lowry. The album's called Hungry Ghost, and the track, wow, look at that, also called Hungry Ghost. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was Brennan Lowry with Hungry Ghost off the album Hungry Ghost. You're listening to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9. Emily is here with very special guest, Zach, who is telling me what's what. next thing he's going to tell me is what the next song is going to be. It's by a band called Fauna Shade. What do you know about this band? How do you hear about them?
Well, I heard about them because they played a free show at the Biltmore probably about a month ago, and my friend invited me out, and they turned it out being really good, and a show I would have definitely paid for as well.
Were you expecting it? You were like, oh, free, like, nothing's ever free. Like,
well, it wasn't, like, you know, you just never know what to expect,
it's
really.
True.
So
it's
it was
true.
Like, oh, free show, and I, like, kind of heard that, like, they had to make it a free show because they couldn't sell enough tickets, but, you know,
right.
That's all he say, she say. But yeah, anyways, I went to the show anyway, and it turned out being like a really awesome show, and they play really good music. Ended up buying all their EPs and
really?
Albums.
Wow, wow. When you fall hard for bands, don't you?
Indeed, I do.
Hard and fast. Okay, awesome. That's great. I love the enthusiasm. So yeah, which song did you pick?
1973.
Is it just like all around your favorite song off this, or one that's been in your head, or?
It's kind of like one of my go-to songs, but the whole EP itself is like really good. So
awesome, awesome. Okay, great recommendation. We're gonna give it a listen. 1973 by Fauna Shade, off the album Baton Rouge, which is. Tell me about your Baton Rouge connection.
Well, I have a lot of family from Louisiana, so, and my sister lives in Baton Rouge, so it's kind of like a little weird connection I have going on. And I guess Fauna Shade's from Bellingham, Washington, so, you know, the U.S.
The U.S. Awesome. Okay, so here we go with 1973 by Fauna Shade.
It's 1973. So nice to be in me. But I could really use a friend. And I know, see me through to the end. Or should I die alone? Still inside my home.
All right. Thank you for the excellent recommendation, Zach.
Yeah.
For a second in the like slew of the transition, I was like, I thought I got your name wrong, and it really freaked me out. But I didn't, so we're good. That was Fauna Shade with 1973 off the album Baton Rouge. You will notice for the first like 15 seconds of that song, two songs were playing at once, which is something I've been known to do in the past. For instance, on my first show, that happened. And it's nice having it happen again and like not utterly like freaking out and thinking it's the end of the world. I'm just like, you know, that's what happens here in Studio A at CITR. But yeah, I think we're going to jump real quick into the next song. And then I think Zach has another recommendation for us after that. But right now we're going to listen to Zoo Strategies, the song's Unintended Consequences. Album is Languager. Here we go.
Enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. I'm just living. my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go and get it, you should live it, live it, live it. It's the biggest musical competition in the country.
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out this week, November 8th, to see Yeast, Jerk in the Can, and Jericho.
Do you have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Okay, we are back. This is Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9. This is Emily and Zach. Yeah, say hey. So
hey,
remind
how are y'all
the
doing?
World year round. So we just heard Unintended Consequences by Zoo Strategies. And now Zach was inspired by the fact that he told me a song he thought was cool and I played it. So then he thought of another song that was cool and I'm going to play it now. And you know this band also.
Yes, I do know this band. They're called Roy's Bag. They're out of Tofino, British Columbia, one of the many places that I live. It's one of my really good friends, Sean, on the drums, and Nick and Alex also are in the band. If you're into, like, you know, surfy style rock, this would be a good choice for you. Check out their demo. It's called The Demo Bag.
The Demo Bag. That's a great name for a demo. And how did you meet Sean again? You said.
Well, I met Sean while we were living in Tofino, and I don't know. Living in Tofino, you kind of get used to being a transient, so he needed a place to always come hang out, so I used to let him come hang out in my house, you know, have a shower.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
cook some food.
What are friends for? Friends don't let friends smell too bad for too long.
And now I'm playing his music.
And now, yeah, what goes around comes around. Do you know, I'm just curious, do you know why they call it Roy's Bag? Why are they called Roy's Bag?
No, I actually do not know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, Zach is going to have to reach out to Roy's Bag and ask them what's up with the name, and also maybe ask them to check out CITR, maybe come in or come to Vancouver, play some shows. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything starts here. Yeah, so what's the song you wanted to play?
Teachings of Rumi.
Excellent. All right, I'm excited. Are you?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Zach's excited. We're all excited. Okay, let's go. Roy's Bag with Teachings of Rumi.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, say it again.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that's what the song, that song makes me feel. That was a really, really cool song. Yeah, thanks so much for bringing that in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
no
super
problem.
Into it. Yeah. I am at a loss for words.
There's nothing wrong if a song can make you feel that way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what music, you know, should find us and move us and lift us up in ways that literal meanings can't, right?
Indeed so.
Indeed.
This is all truth.
This is all truth. Yeah, we speak the truth here on Music for the Observant, because as much as we emphasize the music, we also like to emphasize the observant. So yeah, that's what we're up to. Zach, stop laughing.
Okay.
No, you can laugh, sorry, I'm just teasing. Okay. Up next we're gonna play a song. The artist, wow, organize your thoughts, Emily. The artist is called Croy. And the album is called Scavenger. Croy is from Montreal, Quebec, just released this album quite recently. Under a month ago. Slightly over a month ago. Still, quite recently. The album is called Scavenger. Artist is called Croy. And the song is called River. Off we go.
Grow to be the one I long to see. Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Wells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's I Am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
All right. Welcome back to the part of the show with Emily and Zach chatting about music. We were just talking about Nardwar, actually, and how he's Nardwar, you know? He's a special part of CITR. I actually saw someone dressed up as him on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like out and about. I thought it was Nardwar because, you know, but it was just someone disguised as Nardwar. I thought it would be funny if, like, everyone who works at the station dressed up as Nardwar for Halloween.
That would have been good.
But I didn't think about it until yesterday. But, you know. Yeah. So you're listening to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9. We just heard River by Croy from Montreal. I thought it was really cool. How do you feel about that song?
I didn't mind the song. I actually thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Nice and mellow.
Nice and mellow. Yeah, that's sort of been like a lot of mellow songs for a rainy afternoon.
A little dreamy.
A little dreamy. That's the word. It's been dreamy. Okay.
Rainy day, dream away.
Rainy day, dream away. Wow. That's genius. Did you write that yourself?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh. Jimi Hendrix wrote it. Okay. But yeah, you have a couple other requests. Do you want to tell me about Doubt It?
Yes. Doubt It is another one of my friend's bands, but from the prairies, Regina, specifically.
Specifically Regina.
Yes. And his name's Dagan, and he writes, does the drums, does the guitar. Writes just the drum and the guitar for all the music, and then has his friends fill in when they play live shows. And I do thoroughly enjoy these guys.
All right. So we're going to play a song off the album One. And I was attracted to a song titled Big Rock Brewery. Because as prairie people, we are familiar with Big Rock Brewery. And we're going to let the song speak for Big Rock Brewery. And yeah, let's give it a listen. Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome.
I know that you are waiting. That's why I keep sedating. For those of you who know me. Save you.
Awesome. That was Big Rock Brewery by Doubt It. I was just saying that song sounded very much very prairie-y.
Yes, it does.
It sounds, you can tell the difference when like something, yeah, is like music from Tofino versus music from like,
yeah, the middle Saskatchewan, of the country.
In the middle of the country. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's different, it's a different cultural milieu that gives rise.
Yes, this is very true.
This is very true.
Very observant.
Very observant. Hey, ayo. Yeah, just gonna toss some observations in there that really, really hit you. Yeah, you never know what's gonna happen here on Music for the Observant. And you have one more song recommendation. And this band, you say, kind of knows or shares members with the other band. They're kind of like both from Saskatchewan, both.
Yeah, both the bands are from Regina, and they're all like crossover friends. So like the drummer from Surf Dads also helps out and drums on Doubt It, and also helps like, you know, mix some of the songs as well. But yeah, they're, I think when you live in Regina, or pretty much anywhere in the prairies for that, like you kind of know everyone in the scene.
Yeah.
And then you all become good friends and you all go to each other's shows.
Friends.
And then you always end up playing with each other in the shows.
Right.
So it's like nice to see like your friends come up while you come up, and then you guys are all helping each other out. It's like a nice little community.
Right. And, exactly. Yeah. I feel like that happens like even in bigger cities like Vancouver, you know, everyone mm-hmm. kind of like the same type of music, gets to know each other. Like, You do music around Vancouver, don't you?
Yeah, well, I just moved to Vancouver probably about 4 months ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm like slowly trying to get my feet wet in Vancouver.
Right. Oh, that's not hard.
I mean, it's not hard. Depending on how wet your feet are.
Right. Yeah, depending on what kind of shoes you own, et cetera. But yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah. It's really great how like music scenes become little communities, and everyone helps each other out, promotes each other's albums, plays each other on the radio when they get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
So what song, this is the Summer Vacation EP, which was released in the summer, this past summer, by Surf Dads. And what track are you feeling?
I'm feeling Yesterday's Clothes.
We're feeling Yesterday's Clothes.
Because sometimes you still wear Yesterday's Clothes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or, like, Day Before Yesterday's Clothes. So, like, it's slightly disguised, but it's still Yesterday's Clothes. Surf Dads with Yesterday's Clothes.
I'm in yesterday's clothes, hoping no one knows. I ain't beaten worn, and I know it shows. Have you heard from me? Just a couple words to read. Have you heard from me? A distant memory. Yeah.
it shows. Have you heard from me? Just a couple words to read. Have you heard from me? A distant memory.
That was Surf Dads with the track Yesterday's Clothes. What was the first line? Yesterday's Clothes.
Hoping no one knows.
Hoping no one knows. Been there. Oh, man. That speaks true to, like, most days of my life. And you say that band is for the most part, a two-piece band, right?
Yeah, for the most part, they were a two-piece band. And then I think my friend Jesse, like, started helping on guitar as well. I mean, don't quote me on any of this. I could be telling you.
I mean, it's all quoted. It's but it's not necessarily true. Disclaimer. But, yeah, that's they make a lot of sound for, like, for the most part. Yeah. Two people, so that's pretty cool. I noticed also that I was thinking, like, oh, this reminds me of Weezer, and then they had tagged on their Bandcamp Weezer, because, you know, you gotta rock your influences.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think we have time for two more songs. I have tasked Zach with finding us a song to close out the show. He's staring at me like he's been put on the spot, but he knew this would happen. But before that, I'm going to play a track by the artist Le Couleur, French. The song is called Nunca Sera. Nunca Sera. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I'm sorry if I've butchered it. And off the album Pop or P.O.P., we're going to play that, and then it's going to go back to Zach. You ready? You excited?
I'm very excited.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Nuanka Sera by Le Couleur off the album Pop, P-O-P, a band from Montreal. Super, super groovy and super mellow also. Dreamy. Dreamy is the word. I don't know why I keep saying mellow. They're clearly incredibly different. But yeah, we are almost out of time. This show has just flown by because I'm not just monologuing because I have a buddy in here.
Hello.
Yeah, that's your cue, buddy. But yeah, like, what made you want to like come in and get involved with CITR and come check it out?
Well, as I said before, I'm trying to like find my niche in Vancouver, and I really thoroughly enjoy being around music, listening to music, pretty much anything that has to deal with music. I usually try and like be a part of it. So I thought I'd come down and volunteer and see what could happen, see what kind of people I can meet, and here I am on this show.
Yeah, weren't expecting this, were you?
No, not at all.
Nope, but it happened, and it's been pretty fun, I think.
No, it's been really good.
Excellent.
I definitely want to do it again and keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would love to have, you know, it's, like I said, monologuing, it gets lonely in here. You know, you're talking to the people, but you can't hear the people, so it's nice to have, like, another, another real-life person, not just the ghosts.
I'm very real here.
Zach is real. Zach is keeping it real. But yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad. Thank you for sharing your CITR testimonial story.
Oh, no worries.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
Yes, I would recommend it to friends, family, anybody really.
Anybody?
If you got a spare time, just come down, volunteer, and
be on Muzak for the observant.
Yes.
with Emily. But yeah, you found us one last song to close out the show. Wanna give us a little spiel?
Yeah. Well, this last song is by a band called The Tamed West. They're out of Portland. Got to see these guys probably about a year ago when I was hanging out in Portland, you know, keeping the Northwest music scene alive down there.
Staying wet.
Yeah, and yeah, they know all about the rain coast as well down there. So yeah, this is a song called Floating. It's kind of like, you know, has that psych vibe, garage sound, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. I think it's a really good song.
Awesome. And I hope you all enjoyed the entire show today. This has been Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9 with Emily and
Zach.
All right. Here is Floating by the Tamed West.